700 right now.
I'm not really sure what the distance is to the repeaters themselves, but I know there's several repeaters in your area, at least a couple of them I know, that you could possibly link to that would get you a little bit better reception and transmission.
All right. Yeah, you kind of fell back there. You're on 675 now, right?
I'm in the KM600. I'm in Klamath. Have you ever been on OregonGMRS.org?
Yes.
Now, that would give you, I mean, I guess you probably checked it out. So that would probably give you an idea of what the better repeater is to link to in your area. Because I know there's a lot of people that run HTs in the Eagle Point area, and they come in just booming. And I'm unfamiliar with the area other than what I get off of OregonGMRS.org. And I know that there's a lot of them there running HTs that just come in just loud and clear.
Okay, I'm on 675 now.
That is a little better. I'm not hearing as much as a scratch in the background, but yeah, definitely that's a lot clearer than what you were just earlier.
Well, that's good, and that shows that my antenna is working. I just got to get it higher.
I heard the last end of it, get it higher, but I'm not, are you talking about your antenna or want to come back with that?
Yeah, the antenna, it's sitting on the porch right now, so.
I'm running on an HT right now. I do have a base here. I run the Ocean 1000G Plus, 50 watt, and I'm about 22 miles from our repeater here in Klamath, and I don't even run the 50 watts. There's no sense in it because I'm actually on my base station. I'm where bird's eye view to the Klamath Falls repeater, the KF600. We're 22 miles break. But from my property, I can literally see it from the house. So I have the base station set at 5 watts, even though it's a 50-watt base. And I have a layered 4603 that I've got up about 29, 30 feet. And, man, it just rings in. But right now, I'm on my 5-watt Ocean HT. And I'm still, like I said, I got a bird's eye view to the KF600. Repeater, and that's what I'm talking on now.